on the second Thursday of each month, a West Philadelphia church offers itself to one and all as a community contemplative space, though that space takes the form of a labyrinth. Let's follow the path with John Pritchard, pastor of Calvary United Methodist Church in West Philly. John, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
John, yours is both a spiritual and community space, and you welcome many diverse congregations in addition to being a Methodist church.
We have a Reconstructionist synagogue, a Mennonite fellowship, and a small independent congregation, and have had others in the past, including an Ethiopian Orthodox congregation that has since moved to New Jersey. But we attempt to be open to provide all kinds of spiritual experiences and to be a center where everyone in the community can feel comfortable.
So what form of a spiritual experience does this second Thursday of the month take?
It's an hour of time that is carved out where the worship space is simply silent so that people can come and be silent. And we provide, in addition to a labyrinth, we provide other opportunities for people to be still. We provide spiritual readings. We provide some art materials so that if people want to sit and just paint, we provide writing materials so that if people want to sit and write. And it is simply a time to be still, to break the grip of multitasking, pressured time. We are not in any way doctrinal or demanding any kind of interpretation or content to that experience. So people can come and be still as atheists. They can come and be still as Buddhists. One of the persons who comes regularly is. We have people who come as Jews, people who come as Methodists, etc.
There is a facilitator, though.
In that somebody sets up the space, yes. And as somebody new comes in, that person will describe to them what it's about. But then it's totally self-directed while you're there.
To the extent that it's about a labyrinth, what is a labyrinth?
Well, okay, so the labyrinth is one of the options there. And a labyrinth is a winding design. It goes back to the Middle Ages, but there is a winding design that leads to a center. You walk it literally to a center. In the process, hopefully, you are walking it metaphorically in the mind. And you can follow it in many ways. You can rush to get to the center. You can pause multiple times along the way. You can walk very, very slowly. When you get to the center, you can simply stay for a while. You can turn around and leave immediately. You can rush out. It is, again, in large extent, self-directed. But the point of that is to provide a physical manifestation of the inward journey or journey into the mind, the center.
We are, as you must know, living in an age where people are increasingly abandoning organized religion, as it were. And as such, are you seeing a surge of people who are curious and or participating in this kind of exercise?
Surge may be too strong a word, but certainly there are loads of folks and folks who would not come to an organized religious, traditional religious experience, who wouldn't come to worship on a Sunday morning, who would come to an experience like that, yes.
Do you ever get a sense of a potential backlash to those who might decry this as a dilution of religion?
I would actually say it's breathing new life into former religious patterns.
Thank you so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.